Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
How did we make 250 shows?
I have absolutely no idea. I was hoping it wouldn't last past two.
I mean, 5 years ago in Belleville.
Yeah, 5 years
ago. In that little broke-ass studio. Yeah. And now
tiny little room,
we're
yeah.
in a big broke-ass
we
studio.
Were, actually, we were sitting. Do you remember? We were sitting in your store. You had a store.
Yes.
And we put a table inside
your store.
It's
still there, the table.
Is it still
Everything's
there?
Everything's set up. Just The only thing missing is the radio studio.
It's us.
Everything's still there.
Wow.
Because we still do sword training and handcuff baton and mace in that facility. We have two guests on the entire show today. We have John Willett.
John
has a very popular podcast with his brother Michael. John, tell us about it real quick.
That's the Bear Arms Show. My brother and I are both veterans of the military. I was in the Marines. He was in the Army. And we kind of do, it's usually weekly, but a fun take on the news around the country with a specific focus on New Jersey with Second Amendment advocacy.
But John's major claim to fame of recent is last year he pulled off the NJ SafeCon, which was a huge success.
Huge
even though it was on the Iberian Peninsula or something in New Jersey,
not on the Iberian Peninsula.
Where was it?
You have to understand. He grew up in the city, so if he sees more than three trees, all of a sudden now he's in the country.
But there was a Chick-fil-A down there.
And you saw cows. So right away, it's the end of the earth.
You mean the thriving metropolis of Vineland?
Yes.
home of Progresso Soups.
Yes.
See, there you go.
And still managed to run an extremely successful event. Now, this year, it's going to be July 30th. At the Parsippany Hilton on Route 10. Which is basically seconds away. It's in Morris County. It's close to Essex County. It's close to Passaic, Somerset.
It's right at the cusp of Essex County.
It's right there. I mean, 287, 80, the Parkway. If you can't attend this event, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know what to tell you. So we're going to be talking to John about that this show. And then our backup guest today, because we weren't sure John was going to show.
Backup guest. Always got to have a backup guest.
Is Sherry.
How does it feel to be a backup guest, Sherry?
Not feeling the love.
You should.
I thought Sherry was a regular.
She's irregular. Everybody on the show is irregular.
No. A regular.
No, she's not a regular.
Oh, yes. We are all irregular.
Sherry, do I not tell you can come on the show every month?
Absolutely.
I tell her you can come on every month. Have some stuff you want to talk about, ladies' issues, what's going on with the Saw Group. I don't care.
But you notice she doesn't come every month because no one could tolerate that.
Exactly.
Who could tolerate every single month?
So Sherry is going to be talking about what the goings on from the Saw Group. Sherry and I are also going to be meeting next week about the goings on with the Saw Group. Help her out, do whatever we can. We're going to try to, I think, go nationwide or something, whatever she has in mind. I don't know. She's scaring me. We'll talk about that. And John, again, is here talking about SafeCon and anything else that he wants to. So it's been an interesting week in New Jersey. Obviously, we found out Christie was not being held captive by Donald Trump. Okay? And I just found out today that Jaja Binks, Ben Carson, is endorsing Donald Trump now for president.
Sleepy?
I don't know. This whole dynamic that's going on is scaring the crap out of me.
It's really frightening me.
But, of course, in New Jersey, what do we have going on in New Jersey? They just keep introducing the domestic violence.
Yes.
Domestic violence. And the way it's going to work in New Jersey is our federal and state laws that we have already aren't tough enough.
They're not good enough. No.
Of course not.
Sherry just gave me a dirty look. I can call the police, and she can get locked up and all their guns confiscated. And we basically sever her entire right to due process.
And that's not good enough.
Okay, no.
That's not nearly good enough.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, the onus and responsibility is on her now.
On her, because
yeah, I get to wait until her guns
look.
Get auctioned to see if I can buy any of them for a nickel on a dollar. So
because you can still buy guns. Where Sherry can't anymore because she's had all her rights removed.
Correct. Believe it or not, Darren Goins, he spoke, and he goes, I can't believe that I have to come here and speak against a domestic violence bill, but it's so flawed, you people leave me no choice. When Christie conditionally vetoed it last year, he made comments saying that it needed to be repaired, and rather than keep repairing it, they just keep throwing it against the wall.
Yeah.
Until it goes through, and it's very dangerous. You know, Scott.
Well, politically,
Bach
do that. They continue to throw it, and then they say, "Well, the Republicans keep voting it down." The Republicans are opposing anything to do with protecting women from domestic violence.
You know, we're all against domestic violence. I'm 55 years old. I've never hit a woman in my life. I've blocked a punch or seven in my day. I'll be the first to admit it, but I've never reciprocated. I'm not a drunken disorderly. I'm not a drug abuser. All of us have gone through extensive checks. You know, if you ever have been arrested, Sherry, if you ever have been, she admitted it on a show, so it's public knowledge. If you ever have been arrested, you know, you pay the price. But the way this flawed bill that just cleared the Senate went through, it's horrible the way it's written. And fortunately for us, we have Christie for another year and a half, unless, you know, Donald Trump puts him in the trunk next to the gimp in the rubber
that's
suit.
That's true, yeah.
So we don't know how that's going to end, but that's what's going on in New Jersey, and I'm not happy about it. So without further ado, Sherry, ladies first, since I introduced John. By the way, these are pretty sporty. She's got breast
Thank
cancer
you.
Awareness Ray-Ban aviator-looking glasses. They're flat pink.
The only pink thing I own, probably.
The only pink thing. That's nice. They're flat pink
flat
with
pink.
White earpieces on them. Sandy would wear that shit. Okay?
Wanna
yeah.
Flat pink.
Yeah, because he likes orange, but he'd go with the pink, too.
No, I don't like pink.
You'd wear it.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like pink either. I don't know why.
Women are like she said, not, like, you know, in the soul group, not many women are into pink, right?
Not many. Some are.
Yeah, but either you are or you aren't. There is no in between.
I think there's no in between.
Our pink aids. Glock is the least rented gun.
Really?
We figured
we'd
try
with all these
it.
Women coming in
yeah,
here?
No, they want to shoot Glocks. Everyone
real
wants
guns.
To shoot black.
They want to shoot real
they
guns.
They want to shoot a black Glock.
I mean, that's how I feel, but it's interesting that you say that. When I go out to SHOT Show, I've been out there the last couple of years, and I'll go around to the different booths and the different manufacturers of not just guns, but accessories, because they say women buy the most accessories more than men.
I think that's a lie, but go ahead.
Okay. And I'll say, how come all of your offerings are pink and pink related colors. Is that what women want? And they'll say yeah, that they find that's what women want, which I find unusual.
I think that's what they think.
That's
women
what
want
I think.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I never see women wear pink ears or anything here.
No.
You, John, do you like
shrink
pink?
Shrink it and pink it.
Nice.
Is that the
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. By the way, Montville Executive Suites is literally 3 miles from the Parsippany Hilton, where the SafeCon is going to be. Ron has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com. Ron has graciously donated Montville office to John Willett for the SafeCon for the lawyers to give a continuing education CEU seminar with the day before the SafeCon?
Right, CLE, continuing legal education.
So CLE, so Nappin and some other attorneys are going to be giving seminars there, and other attorneys can attend, like a Schmutter and Bach, and Schmutter Bach is going to be, who else is going to be speaking?
So we'll have Evan doing the New Jersey firearms law, and then we're also going to have Andrew Branca doing law of self-defense, and he wrote the book, The Law of Self-Defense.
Nice. So you see, again, support those who support us. And then getting back to Sherry here, we're talking about the pink stuff. Ron Sousa, anytime they need the meeting space for a SAW event or party or something, we just extort him on the air.
He
graciously supplies his facility.
How can it's been very generous. Thank you.
When the new Gun for Hire facility is open and we have 200 parking spaces and additional meeting rooms in a civic and community center, my place will be open for stuff for John and the SAW group. It's going to change the entire dynamic. Anybody that had to use a public library or some meeting room or a VFW is not going to have to anymore.
Or be banned from using it.
Then they're going to be welcome here for sure. So that's all part of the planning process. So Sherry, I own probably one of the busiest ranges around, and I never see women wearing pink. I think Sandy's right. It's what they think you want. Again, I think it's still that stereotype of, oh, this is cute. This is for the girls. Mm-hmm. We'll make this for the girls, right? You still see that a little bit here and there? I mean, especially you're petite. So do you see that? I mean, I know you just did a gun store crawl across the state. Tell us about that. How are you treated?
I'm doing my gun store tour because I have a little time. I was laid off from one of my jobs. So I'm traveling around trying to see if I can visit as many gun stores in New Jersey as possible. So far, I did 8 in one day, which was a lot.
That's a lot.
It was, and I'm finding new stores that I didn't know existed, and I've been treated pretty well in the stores that I've been in. There's a couple of stores that I've noticed have more of the kind of last generation type
old school guys.
Old school guys behind the counter, and I have to say I don't feel as comfortable there as I do in some of the newer open stores. They have a lot of women that actually are co-owners with their husbands. Just a little more comfortable there, I have found. It doesn't mean I know everybody out there has their favorite store where they feel comfortable. I'm just saying is going in, having never shopped there before.
Any of these old school stores have a sign like you can only go in if you're wearing petticoats?
There's no public sign, I don't think. But
you
it's
have
just,
to be, oh,
just
you only, only ride side saddle yeah, side and saddle. Have petticoats and shoot, on.
Yeah. I think it's more of I feel ignored. I walk in and I feel like, you know, they're busy, so they're waiting on people. So it's not like they're not, they're busy, but at the same time, they don't even look over and say, we'll be with you in a moment, or, you know, there's no acknowledgement. Well, it's almost like I have to push my way in there. Hey.
Break something.
It's, you know, it's interesting, too, because this is a cycle, right? And you're at the top of this particular cycle. There's going to be a down cycle in the gun sales business.
Oh, yeah.
And they sure as hell better do something from a business standpoint to mitigate that down cycle, which means developing a good customer relationship. And that doesn't seem to be starting here with women, does it?
You know what's interesting? You know, the two coasts are usually way ahead of the curve.
Right.
When it comes to being socially acceptable, women involved in shooting sports, same-sex marriage, whatever it may be. So if she feels a little bit of that, imagine what it's like in the middle of this country. If she, excuse me, Missy, are you here to clean? You know, fetch us some vittles.
Okay.
You know, I had people.
Here comes the hate mail from the Midwest.
I don't care.
But I worked at, you know, I worked at Ramsey Outdoor for 2 years behind the gun counter there. And I do, I mean, great people there. I love my coworkers. This isn't about them at all. I enjoyed working there. I would get phone calls, though, where men would be calling because I would answer the phone, hunting department or gun sales.
Let me talk to a man. Is there a man there?
Well, they would say, hi, hon, are you helping out them today? Are they
sending
out, can I fax something to you? Or like they would sometimes would not want to ask me the questions, like simply, do you have any 9mm in stock? And they would ask to speak with
other gun
someone
stores?
Else. No, just customers.
Just customers.
Yep. They would say, you know. You know, but I had to pull my weight there, too. I was one of the employees. I can't turn the phone over to everybody else to find out if there's 9mm on the shelf.
Right.
So I did experience that.
I don't, I'm not really surprised.
It's odd, though. Like, I find it, you know.
Well, you're different.
Okay? I know.
You're an outlier.
I know. So. I just find it so, it's like, you know, when I went, Rob and I have been visiting ranges all over the country before the expansion. And basically, we surmise that these places don't want to be infiltrated by hipsters and females because they like the whole boy club mentality.
Right.
It's me, you, and John eating peanuts, throwing the shells on the floor, spitting tobacco juice in our coffee cup, talking about them that are women folk and having the Playboy magazines in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. When Sherry comes in, it changes the whole dynamic. All of a sudden, I got to pull my pants up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got to straighten my collar out. I might have to shower.
Right.
You know, and it changes the whole, like, I don't want her here. I came here to get away from her.
Right.
And now she's coming here.
Why
some
are they here?
Bitch. You know what I mean? Let's not clean the place up because some of these places, because the owner feels that way, and not in a sexist manner, but he started a gun store to create his own little boys club, and now you screwing it up. He doesn't want you there either.
Like the corner bar.
Yeah, and he's happy paying his bills and making a couple of $1,000s a month, and everything is cool. Rather than saying, wait a minute, you know, let's clean the place up. Let's, you know, throw a little paint on the walls. Let's throw out those five guys that sit there like the Muppets that make comments all the time.
Sandblast the toilets.
In. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just interesting from your perspective. So tell us more. You have a list of stuff. Go over it, Sherry. John, you're not allowed to talk.
Well, first, I have a question.
Are you
going to do anything with this list? I mean, are you publishing it on your website? Do you let the gun store owner know who you are afterward?
Absolutely. Sometimes when I first walked in, depending how big or small the store is and how welcoming they are when I walk in, we've had some great owners that have said, how can we work with you in the future? Future as having is women. We want them to feel comfortable here and we want them to come in.
And their response?
No, they're
generally
saying that
positive.
To me.
To her.
Yeah.
He's ignorant. I'm sorry.
I mean, generally responsive from, well, how about the people who aren't so...
You know, I don't get very far.
Female friendly.
With them.
You know instantly as you're walking.
I think so.
Yeah, I think everybody else would too, especially women walking in for the first time. How sad. Coming back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric has written his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Please support those who support us. If you know anyone within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Chiropractic, please refer them to him. So this Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning, I'm going to be on Montclair State University Radio, and it's going to be 3-1 on the issue of gun safety. The host moderator is Jose Cortez, no idea who. Additional guest is going to be Jamie Bedrin, whose mom's against guns. My buddy Mike Kelly from NorthJersey.com. And Sean Sullivan, who's a State House reporter for New Jersey Advanced Media. So it's going to be those three against me discussing gun issues and gun safety. So this should be fun.
Only three?
Yes.
They're only bringing in three?
One. The police chief of Montclair State University is escorting me through the university right to the studio. I didn't need a parking pass or anything yet. I have to be good friends with him. So I thought...
You should bring him in as a special guest.
They've been qualifying here for the past 2 weeks, so it's interesting. So, John, you can't talk yet because we still got Sherry talking. Sherry, let's go. What other issues did you have? You sent me an email, but I deleted it or I disregarded it. You know how that works.
Well, I do want to say that this month of March, we're celebrating our second birthday, if you will, our second anniversary. We had our first event at your place in Belleville. That was our inaugural SAW event 2 years ago.
Man, I remember that.
Yep. And later this month, on March 21st, we'll be having a port meetup here like we have every month here. It'll be a little special one for our 2 year anniversary.
Gotcha.
We also celebrated at FSS, at Firearms Safety and Storage.
Gunsitters.com, Firearms Safety and Storage. We send everybody there. Lock your guns up before you get indicted. But go ahead.
So we had a little
kind
fun
of like
on
a daycare for your guns.
Yes.
It's we had some
it's
fun
like
on
a little
the
vacation. I wouldn't put it that way.
Simulator's fun, right?
We had some fun in the simulator. They unfortunately booked our women's group side by side with a Boy Scout troop, which I think they may choose not to do again, but we had
Wait a minute. Did you corrupt the Boy Scouts?
This is possible.
It's good.
Good.
That's great.
But it was really a great time. In fact, one of our members came, you know, Jen, with the baby.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw the pictures that
yes,
we had
did.
Up. She had the baby in the carrier.
The papoose.
On her back. There's a little controversy over that, but I mean, that's a simulator. And I thought it was great that she brought the baby and practiced that way because, you know,
that's
women are going to be out.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
real life.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
can you tell us a little bit of your career day presentation to the fifth grade? on guns and self-defense? Come on.
That was awesome. So they had career day at the school, and they asked the parents, whoever wanted to come in and talk about, you know, their jobs. So I thought about it back and forth. Should I go in and talk about my job as a self-defense and gun safety instructor? And I asked some of my friends who were in the school who had kids actually in that grade, did they think that I should do it? And they said, yeah, go in. In fact, what they said to me, you know, some of these guys, is that although there's some closet parents there, there's enough guns owned by the parents in that school to arm Canada. So go in.
Nice.
They let me in. And in fact, because a lot of parents couldn't take off from work, I guess, they asked me to speak to the entire fifth grade.
Last resort.
100 kids.
Wow.
Yep. I spoke in two groups of, you know, it was the boys in one group and the girls in the other group. It was about 100 kids. And I did speak to them about self-defense and what it means and on a kid level, because it's something that you can talk to on any level. There's stranger danger when you're younger, and we talked about that.
Fifth graders, that's a tough audience.
They were pretty good with me, because then I got into the Eddie Eagle, and I was actually surprised, probably shouldn't have been, but they really were familiar with the program, a lot of them. And I went on to talk about my challenge coin. I brought it in. They were very enthralled with the challenge coin of yours, and I think you'll get a lot of customers back here to try to earn one themselves, and they almost walked off with it. talked about the, you know, what the challenge coin is, and it was a great experience for me, and I think for them, they all got the Eddie Eagle coins. I heard many of them had them taken away before the end of the day because they were playing little games with them on the playground. They got them back.
That's cool.
And yeah, I thought it was great that the school let me come in and talk about it. And I asked the kids when I showed them the coin, like a lot of them said they had shot before. They had been in programs in Israel and other places, and everyone's like, I know Anthony. They're all raising their hands up. So it was very interesting.
It's a beautiful thing. That's great.
Was this a public school or a private school?
It's a private school.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Because public school is very hard with guns or Eddie Eagle. They won't let you do it. It's private schools.
Yeah.
I've offered Eddie Eagle for free tons of schools, and it's always the private schools that'll welcome you.
What a difference, right?
Yeah.
And the private schools, because there's a lot more intelligence going on in the private schools, and there's a lot more openness to all things. And there's no government intervention.
I was going to say, the public schools are usually run by progressive socialists and bureaucrats, so you have that problem.
It's rare enough that it'll make the news when it happens. I know it was last year or 2 years ago, they ran the Eddie Eagle program down it was either Upper Deerfield or Bridgeton down in South Jersey. And it was in the news because
made the news.
Meanwhile, you know, 20 million kids have gone through the Eddie Eagle program.
Right.
The materials are in English and Spanish, different grade levels and everything. We do it for free here. What about, you have a kids event, speaking of kids, April 3rd. And who's coming here that day?
On April 3rd?
Yes.
From Henry.
Kevin, right?
Kevin is coming. He said he'll be here.
Kevin McGuire is one of the reps for Henry Rifle. He comes here to shoot. He's a member of the range, actually.
Said he lives close by. So.
Yes, and he lives in the area, and he's going to come down. And Henry, one thing about Henry is if you need swag for an event.
They've been fantastic with giving us hats and patches and other items. The kids have loved them. This is probably our fifth kids event, I think.
They signed on as a sponsor for SafeCon last year and then couldn't make it, but they still paid for their sponsorship, correct? And they sent stuff, John? Henry,
yes. And
right?
They're signed on again for this year,
they're
too.
They're already signed on as a top-level sponsor this year, too. Now, Sherry, are you going to make this year SafeCon?
I'm going to try. It's the middle of the summer, so I have to check my kids and all, but...
Well, I have a big trunk. You can lock the kids in a trunk and you can walk a show. It's okay.
Duct tape and Valium.
It's fine. If you just walk the show, it's fine. SAW Group is more than welcome to be in the Gun for Hire booth as usual.
Thank you.
But you're very welcome. John is always looking for other people, and I wanted to bring that up real quick without getting too far off the subject, but... If you're listening to the show or you have friends that listen to the show, this event is going to be in a very densely populated area, and I expect thousands of people to attend this event. So if you have a product or service that's gun-related, you better have a booth there because it's only a few $100.
Especially if you have a national exposure.
And if you have a product or service that's not gun-related but you have your own business and you're 2A, you should be there. If I tell you what, if I was a roofer or a sider or something like that, I would have a booth there, because I guarantee you, you're going to snag a few customers, or you're going to have 1,000 people take your business card that when their plumbing is leaking or the roof is leaking, they're going to say, I want to give my money to someone who's pro 2A who contributes to the cause. So I know John is planning a ton of events there. And John, give us a little synopsis of what's going on. And I'm sure even if Sherry can't make it, other SAW group members will be there to represent. And if any want to speak or whatever, you know, John
should be there.
Yeah, I'll be bending John's arm, whatever we need to get done. Talk to us, John.
Okay, so starting out here, the first thing I'd like to say is we're going to be bringing back the best of what made the first one great.
Good.
Okay, so the message that we got when we did our survey after the show is, one, we want more napping.
Okay.
So we're going to deliver more napping.
Good.
That's the first thing. We're reaching out to a lot of the people that spoke at the first one, and we're going to be bringing them back. People that we've already confirmed include Scott Bach and obviously yourself, Anthony.
Go ahead.
Keith Pantaleone.
Great. He's been on the show. He took my seat during the show. I was away somewhere. Right? Where was I? I was away somewhere. Anyway, go ahead.
Someplace.
I might have been in China.
We're also going to be adding some new things. And I think we're going to be advancing our agenda on what it is that we're trying to deliver with the conference. So you had Dr. Pirelli on last week, I believe. And I was able to get in touch with him. He's going to be presenting at the conference.
Excellent.
So I'm very excited about this one because he's going to be our first PhD presenter.
Nice.
So we're going to be upping our game in that respect. He's also going to be coming to it from a different point of view than a lot of our other speakers, where he's not necessarily an advocate, but he's someone who's coming at it from like an academic or a clinical point of view. So I think his presentation is going to be very interesting. Another thing that we're changing for this year is we're going to be using a conference app rather than the printed program to deliver our written materials to attendees. So the thing I'm excited about with that, it's going to be able to move forward our agenda for creating more networking opportunities, more social opportunities for people who attend the show. You're going to be able to message people within the app. We're going to be able to do live like surveys during the conference so we can get feedback from everybody who's attending the event and incorporate that into what we're actually presenting. So I'm really excited about this year. I think we have a lot more resources that we're going to be able to devote to it, and it's all going to make for an even better event than we had the first time.
Well, I'll tell you what, the first event was phenomenal, and it's only going to get better because you have like Dan Schmutter lined up and other attorneys.
Dan Schmutter is already confirmed. He's going to be coming back, absolutely.
We're going to come back to that, and we're going to drag Sherry into it, too.
Everything I do going to be funky from now on.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Firearms Training, phillyguntraining.com, P-H-I-L-L-Y, guntraining.com, Jose Morales, NRA Training Counselor. instructor for Lipstick Bodyguard, refused to be a victim. If you live in Pennsylvania and you want to get a concealed carry permit, stop in and see Jose first. He will guide you through the process and make sure you don't end up like Shaneen Allen, and he will charge you nothing for that. He has a beautiful boutique store in the Garden City neighborhood. Spring Garden.
Spring Garden, yeah.
Spring Garden.
I think
right
Garden
next
City
to
is
the,
in New York.
Right next to the gun range. So right across the street from the police department. So check him out.
Just
so,
smell for donuts and then turn to the right.
So how many, since Sherry is in the studio right now, how many women are representing at SafeCon so far right now? There better be a lot.
There's only a couple, and I was actually just talking to Sherry before the show today. To get some suggestions for people we could reach out to.
Cool.
I'd like to put together more presentations that are focused on women. And that's something that we had requested in our survey as well.
Now, the website for SafeCon?
NJSafeCon.net.
And the website for SAW Group?
SAWShootingClub.com.
SAWShootingClub.com. Now, tickets are available already for NJSafeCon.
Tickets are available right now. They're $20 for admission.
$20 for admission, and let me tell you something. Is it worth it? I'm telling
absolutely.
You right now, it's going to be worth it.
It should be twice.
It's going to be an all-day thing. We're all going to be there. RTSP's in, the bullet hole, Henry repeating rifle, Will Ribby representing. Who else, John?
All right, so you mentioned RTSP, yep. Henry, yep. Bullet hole. We're also going to be bringing back
probably Red Dot.
Well, they were an exhibitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I expect that they'll renew too.
This is good. This is going to be a big event. Hopefully we can get the media this time.
That's something that we learned last time. We have to reach out to them mm-hmm. earlier. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of our gold sponsors have re-upped.
Good.
So, we're in a position with them where, they're all going to be coming back. And we've actually brought in a couple of new gold sponsors, Montville Executive Suites, which I understand is becoming Liberty Office Suites.
Liberty Office Suites. He's going to be changing the name. He has a second place in Parsippany, so he's changing it, yeah.
And then also, ANJRPC has upped their participation from an exhibitor to become a gold sponsor.
Great.
So we're excited about that.
Great. Larry Brako will be there giving out stuff. I mean, the NRA was there last time. Christian Rodasta was there.
NRA's back in. Yep.
Hope maybe we can get Darren Goins this time. Scott Bach was going to see about getting some politicians lined up. Sherry, who else you got? I mean, this has to be a huge event that we're going to knock them off their socks, and we have to get some media coverage, even if I have to beat somebody up in the parking lot to get the press to show up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I'd like to just see that. I think it's a great idea.
We were talking before the show. We'll brainstorm a little bit with Sandy maybe and think of some people, maybe even from outside of New Jersey, although I know you want to get a lot of bring up a lot of people from inside the state. But there are some women outside of New Jersey who have really longstanding training and websites and things like that. Maybe it's possible we could get one of them to come in and speak. I'd love to hear some of them. I haven't had a chance yet.
And we'll be doing the radio show from there, and John and his brother will be there, and we'll probably do some kind of monster cast.
The sequel.
We'll probably do something like that, and we'll rotate some guests through. And if you're interested on being in the show, this could be your chance to be on Gun for Hire Radio by buying your ticket now on njsafecon.net. And then sending us an email, and if you have something that we think you want to talk about, or we want to just use you as filler, we'll pick you to be on the show,
or just make fun of you. We could do that.
Would I do that?
No, never.
Just make sure if you want to be on the show, make sure you have a freaking name I can pronounce. Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay. Seriously.
Spell your name phonetically, please.
Kind of going along with the idea of the participation. I know we had fantastic volunteers last time, and I've already been getting emails from people that want to, they want to volunteer for the show again. And in fact, I've gotten a couple from William Corman.
Bill, I like Bill.
He's really excited, and it makes me more excited when I hear back from him. And he's like, hey, is there anything I can do even before the show? So I am putting together, a little bit of a project before the conference. If you're interested in helping promote the conference and help us get flyers into all the gun stores and ranges in New Jersey, so we can have a much broader awareness, from people outside social media, from outside, the podcasting world. And they can know about the event beforehand. Because I know when I went to the the Friends of the NRA dinner after the annual meeting for ANJRPC, there were so many people I talked to that said, oh, I heard about that after it happened. I really wish I could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, not everybody who's involved in, you know, shooting in 2A is plugged into the social media and that. So
right.
We got to make a, you know, I think we have to make a concerted effort to kind of broaden that message out to them before the event actually happens.
It's a very valid point.
Get the flyers ready, and I'll put them on my gun store tour.
There
I'll
you
be
go.
Stopping yeah, at all perfect. The gun stores anyway.
It's perfect. You know, one of the things we forget about, because we're so attuned, especially us involved in media and new media, we just think that the world revolves around this, where it really doesn't. I mean, there's nothing that replaces that each one, reach one type of a philosophy where you go out and just tell another person and ask that person to tell someone else. We've lost touch with that.
Correct.
You know.
Correct. But, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, your apathy. People will walk into a gun store. Yeah. Like, they have no idea what. And, you know, there was detractors with the first SafeCon. People were posting, oh, everybody's going to go and drink the Kool-Aid. And, you know, it's not about that. Just to sit there. I mean, to pay $20 to hear either Knapp and talk or Bach talk or Schmutter and,
right.
and visit
and
all the
booths.
And hear
what's really going on. In
you know,
the state.
Where are you going to get that for $20?
Right, exactly. And just the fun, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a good time
hanging out with people who you can actually have a conversation with where you don't feel, you know.
And everybody was giving out free stuff. You know, like there was free water bottles, keychains, you know, all the exhibitors. We all had stuff there that
right.
we were giving out. So why not?
Just the price of the swag. I mean, the price is worth all the swag.
Yeah. I mean, just to walk through and have a good time.
Sure.
And meet and greet people. And we've had people on this radio show. And, you know, I'll do the same thing this year. We'll have this, the gold sponsors, John, we'll pick them and we'll have them come on the show and we'll rotate through. And if the SAW group is there, obviously they're going to be there. We'll have them on the show as well. So I think it's going to be a really interesting one. Speaking of stuff that's going on here, April 17th at the range, Sandy, from 10 to 2, the Girl Scout Troop 5471 is going to be here selling Girl Scout cookies, and they're raising money for Canine Warrior Connection.
Great.
And VetRanch.org. Okay,
what is VetRanch?
VetRanch raises money and they care for animals that were abused by their owners.
Oh man!
See, now I would abuse the owners.
I would do that for free. Yeah, we should.
I would pay $1,000 or something. I would donate $1,000 to VetRanch if
just
they would let me abuse. Yeah, one of the owners that abused the dogs.
Absolutely.
So, but everybody, mark your calendars. April 17th at the range from 10 to 2. The Girl Scouts will be selling cookies, and the proceeds are going to Canine Warrior Connection and VetRanch.org. And also you can buy cookies and send them to the troops overseas, which is what I did last year. And so you don't have to take the cookies. Maybe one box of Thin Mints for the car, right, Sherry?
Yeah, that's right.
Something.
Yeah, maybe one box of Thin Mints, you know, just for me. Now, last time, I got to be honest, I didn't keep even a box for myself. I bought 100 boxes and I sent them all to Afghanistan and Iraq to our troops. But I, you know, I was wishing I had me a sleeve of Thin Mints about 2 o'clock in the morning that night. I was having some dreams.
They're good in the freezer too.
Yep.
I know about the freezer. Believe me, that's a big fat guy move. By the way, I just found out that one sleeve is not a serving.
Get out.
Three cookies is a serving.
Three cookies.
Three cookies. Thin Mints is
that's
a serving.
Yes. Of what?
It says one serving, approximately three cookies.
Well, approximately?
It says on the side,
a sleeve?
Okay?
Approximately? What's wrong with that?
I thought that it was portioned, that a sleeve was a portion.
Oh, shit, it's two
portions. Well, it makes sense. That's how it's packaged.
Really?
Two portions, right? Exactly.
I mean, it's not like it's in a resealable package or anything.
Exactly. It's not like there's a zip tie.
They should have packaged
it.
Three at a time,
right?
You know, in a little thing. So,
that's right.
Unbelievable.
If you want it to be a serving, then package it accordingly.
Now, when I was young, I liked all the Girl Scout cookies. I'm full circle. I just like Thin Mints. Because it's something like a taste of flavor you can't get but once a year, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And that other one, what's with the coconut on it?
Samoas.
Samoas.
Too much like candy for me.
Yeah, I like
know.
It. It's like a Twix bar.
Yeah, too much for me. Too much for
sort
me.
Of.
But so April 17th, the Girl Scouts are going to be here. Come out and show your support. I think it's a great thing, and it's going for two dog causes, which is close to my heart, anything to do with animals and pets. Sherry, you had a technical question for me. You haven't hit me with it yet.
I do.
What's
I also
on?
Wanted to just say, since you're talking about
dates.
Please.
Hit us with all the dates.
We had been planning an RSO class, and there was a little bit of confusion about when it was going to be and what it was going to be. but it is now scheduled here at the Woodland Park Range, April 10th, it's a Sunday. It's a full day. It's the NRA RSO class with a certificate and everything. And we're offering it for a special price for SAW members.
Just for SAW members.
For SAW members of $100, which is an excellent price.
That's about half price if you're not a SAW member.
Absolutely.
But you're a woman and you want to take it, it's $130. It's not for men.
That's just for our group.
Perfect.
What if I'm confused? Can I take it?
Yeah, if you're like gender identified with a
yeah.
If you're a member, then you're good to go. So.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
So we're definitely.
So there you have it.
We've been getting these really big meetups, and people have been interested in perhaps becoming instructors and other things. And it's a good place to start since everybody's helping each other inside the range. I mean, we've got your wonderful RSOs also, but it's a good place to start.
The more educated you have people on the line, the less chances there are for any kind of mistake.
I can't even tell you how excited I am that when the expansion's done, that the SAW group, their schedule can be so much more flexible. Because we'll have the meeting space, we'll have 7 ranges in total. So
looking forward to it. Yeah, there's so many things we want to do.
So Sherry can say, I want to meet up on Tuesday from 4 to 8, and we want to, just do it.
You could have a dedicated range, right now,
because of capacity, there's a lot of coordination that has to go on, and it's not the easiest
thing in the world. It just is always
so I'm really
line.
Looking forward to it, because there are primary outside provider. There are only female group. But they're the ones that are coming in and mucking things up all the time because we don't have the capacity. So, coming.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
Ladies, if you're listening to this, if you're not a member of the SAW group, join and take the RSO class, because I don't know what kind of deal Sherry cut with Rob, but the NRA training materials for RSO with the certificate is almost $30 with shipping and handling.
Right.
So if you're a SAW member, you're now taking an 8-9 hour class for $100. The materials were $30. So it's really costing you $70 to take that class. We charge $200 for that class, all right, for the RSO class. So if you're not a member, if you're female and you're not a member of SAW, join and take the RSO class and you will learn, okay? You can be a novice shooter. You have to have some basic knowledge, but you can be a novice shooter. And it's Sunday, April 10th. The following Sunday, you can come in April 17th and buy some Girl Scout cookies, all right? John, are you going to have NJ SafeCon tickets for sale? Can we have some at the range for sale? How is it? They all have to be online.
Well, the registration system set up to be online, but we could look at doing
maybe,
something.
Maybe
with
we could show the ladies up front where people can come in and pay online, because we have some people that don't have computer access or they don't want to have, you know, computer access for whatever reason. But whatever we can do, and definitely get those brochures to Sherry and myself, and I'll do a calling out to all the gun stores that we have rapports with. I'll make sure that they come and get those flyers as well. Have a nice PDF. We can email it to everybody too to do their part by printing them out themselves and putting them in their facilities. Have Matt do it in black and white and color.
That's fantastic.
Okay? Yeah, you know what I mean? So we'll send it out to everybody in the state and say you should be doing this. And again, I want to – NJ SafeCon is July – go ahead.
So for all the listeners, if you want a behind-the-scenes look at how this is organized – we're doing it right now, right?
Yes,
like
that's
the
it.
Outreach.
This
it's happening.
This is how it works. This is how it works. We sit around and discuss stuff. John hit me with the idea last year. I'm like, man, I wish I thought of it. And I've just supported him 1,000% since then.
It was for your first event. I've been around events for a very long time. And I've said this a number of times, and I'm not saying this just because you're here. It was spectacular. For your first event, no one ever would have known. And as a person who's been around meeting professionals most of their adult career, it was fantastic. I know it did not take a minor amount of work to pull that off.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And I will say, going into it, my absolute goal was to prevent having a disaster. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you did prevent having a disaster.
Good right, goal. Right. It's a good goal. Yes, that's a good goal.
And this year, one thing I'd really like to talk more about is we're doing the show or the conference July 30th. The CLE class is going to be the day before July 29th with Evan Knappen, Andrew Branca. You don't have to miss any of the conference content to attend the CLE.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be available. I think we're going to have room for up to about 50 people. So it's going to be a much smaller thing. It's going to include lunch. And then if you're an attorney seeking CLE credit, we're looking at about 6 credits is what it's going to be scheduled for.
Nice.
And that's going to be, if you're an attorney, it'll be $350. If you're not an attorney, you're not seeking CLE credit, it'll be $300.
That's great, Pat.
That is very good. For an all-day seminar?
All day, 9 to 5.
Wow.
At Ron's place. That's great. Beautiful, nice, clean, modern facility. You guys can all have it. And the Parsippany Hilton is great. There's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse attached to the Parsippany Hilton, by the way. There's plenty of eateries around there. I lived up there for about 12 years. For you smokers out there like me, JR Cigar is in Whippany right down the road.
Yeah, not far
away. And it's a beautiful place. They have a really nice bar. They have light food in the little bar area and everything. You could smoke cigars. They have a lounge area with free Wi-Fi. So I might end up there the night before, and I might end up there the night of. So just to keep your guys heads up there, guys and girls, anybody wants to meet and have a little smoke or something. So, Sherry, from a female perspective, lately we've been hearing in the news again where women left a gun accessible to a child, and then that child shot that woman. And I'm not going to get too much in detail with that tragedy, but you, as a woman with children, what do you practice and what do you preach with the SOAR group when it comes to safety with firearms in the homes like that? Please share us your knowledge.
My kids are a little bit older now. My youngest is almost 11.
Means they've been beat good. Go ahead.
They've all been introduced to gun safety. I think, as you hear from a lot of other sources and a lot of other people, taking, they say, the mystique out of it. I do not believe that my children would have any reason to wonder about a firearm. I've always let them see and experience when they asked. If a gun is in your home, it should be locked in a safe, or it should be on your person. I mean, that's
On your person.
I'm not a big fan of concealed carry purses. I know there are people who are a fan of that. I know that I didn't read too much about that story in Florida, but I think it was something about perhaps the gun was on the floor. Maybe it was in a holster under the seat. I don't know, but on the person is what we always say and saw. Mm. I know we don't have carry here, but when I hear about stories like that, I also think how many people woke up that morning. I think it was in Florida. Hundreds of parents woke up. we don't experience this here in New Jersey, but they woke up, they got dressed, they ate breakfast, they strapped on their holster and their firearm, they grabbed their keys, their purse, their diaper bag, their baby, left, spent the day out, came home, everything was fine. Put the gun back in the safe. So it's unfortunate that these incidents, which are very sad, have to be at the forefront. You don't hear about all of these other people that went through their day safely.
Because the incident is very rare. And like John said before, it was rare enough to make the news.
You know, technology is too cheap to have a tragedy like this happen today. Yeah. There's no excuse to not have some kind of lock or device. There's absolutely no excuse for something like this to happen. This is just gross negligence, makes us all look bad. This woman was a gun advocate, and her child, 4 or 5 years old, shot her and killed her.
My expectation is she probably does have the technology. She probably owns some sort of safe. And, you know, I don't want to disparage anybody because I'm not going to put judgment on something, but complacency kills.
Yes.
Is what
also,
we
also, I don't want to judge other parents because, you know, having raised 4 children, you know, a lot of things happen. People leave gates to swimming pools open. Sure. I mean, locks don't go on, chemicals in the house and things like that.
You're distracted from second to second.
Absolutely. And this child, I think, was in the back seat in a booster seat and strapped in. She probably felt he was, I mean, I don't know the details. She probably felt he was strapped in. Look, I had one child who learned how to unbuckle his his booster seat. Yeah, and until he actually did it, I didn't know that he knew how to do it. And then you have to buy a special little thing that goes over the buckle so that they can't have access to it. But something like that could have happened. So I don't like to judge.
Yeah.
But again, we do always say in the SAW group, on your person.
Yes, I think that's it. Anthony, you've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
On your person, you have to have total control over the firearm. And if you don't have control over it, it should be locked up somewhere else.
I agree 100%. But I just wanted to hear it from a woman's perspective, because this is the things they discuss in the SAW group. I mean, they have other super secret handshakes and stuff
absolutely.
That. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what goes on in those things. You know, the last time I went in, they were burning a picture of it. Anyway, you know, I just want to.
Was this like the last scene of the Wicker Man?
Gordon Liddy. What was going on there? Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going on in their group. But I know from a female perspective, they have women of almost every age group, from, you know, preteen, teens, all the way into 70s. And so they have all a different spectrum and period of their lives, and they discuss all of these issues, and they shoot different guns at the meetups and everything. That's why I believe that their group is so important. Go ahead, Cher.
Thank you. So I want to ask you before we go. Every month we have people come. Every month, you know, people learn safety at our events. They learn how to take their first shots, and sometimes they go off and get their firearms ID card. They ask us about buying their first gun. They want to learn shot placement, all kinds of things like that. And as you know, as you get into firearms, there's just so much to learn. And I get a lot of questions through the Facebook page, in person, and in emails. A lot of times I get questions about ammunition. People want to know steel case, brass.
Steel case or brass? I hate steel case ammunition. A steel case is very bad for your gun long term shooting. You really want to go with brass.
We get a lot of controversial people answering, and
because
so
steel
I
is cheap and people are cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get a lot of links from websites. Can I buy this ammo?
Yeah. Mm. We prefer that you not use it long term on your guns. Go with brass. But we don't like steel core ammo, steel case ammo, even aluminum. We're not a big fan.
Some ranges don't allow you to use it at
all. Yeah, we allow most of it, but we prefer you don't use it. You can hit me with a technical question anytime you want, and if I don't know the answer, I'll make it up. Listen, each one reach one. If you're a member of the Woodland Park Range and you bring a new shooter, you get a poker chip, a gun for hire poker chip. During our grand reopening next April, those poker chips will be used for a game of chance. July 30th at the Hilton in Parsippany, njsafecon.net. Evan Knappen will be there pitching his books as well. April 17th, the Girl Scouts will be here selling cookies. April 10th, the SAW Group will be running a RSO class for a whopping $100, all inclusive. If you're not a SAW member, I would join and take that class. Evan Knappen will be here with his gun law seminar on May 13th. We have Urban Pistol, Rifle, and Carbine in Cedar Grove in March. We have Dr. Pirelli, March 26th, will be here teaching his seminar, Mr. PhD himself. March 14th at the Woodland Park Range, Civilian Response to an Active Shooter. Sherry, what was the website for the SOAR group again?
SAWShootingClub.com.
And John, the SafeCon?
NJSafeCon.net.
Thank y'all.
You've done it again. You wasted it yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterfeit Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC in New York, New York, and the Lessons of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Say goodbye, Wednesday. We love you guys. See you next week.